The Opportunities Industrialization Center of Greater Milwaukee, or OIC, is Wisconsin's largest provider of welfare-to-work services. It's been plagued by kickback schemes and now owes the state hundreds of thousands of dollars for public funds the state audit contends it misused. That audit also cited a number of questionable attorney fees, including more than $100,000 paid to the agency's own former board chair. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling said the Milwaukee welfare provider needs to change its culture.
Some people in the private sector and nonprofit sector get sued over mismanagement. And I know there are a lot of taxpayers out there going, what are going to be the consequences here for such mismanagement? And I'm not just trying to be mean-spirited at you, but this is just a travesty.
Lawmakers wanted to know why several key financial officers were still working for the agency, even though they'd served under previous leaders who have since been indicted. OIC Board Chair Fred Crother told lawmakers that employees who'd mismanaged the agency would be let go. But Interim President Tyrone Dumas was more lenient.
As the new person in charge, without this group behind me, I couldn't have been before you today. People had to share with me lots of information about history, even where the paper was and how to get to the bathroom. I mean, I had to know a lot of things about this organization in the last 5 weeks to even be able to talk about what changes need to be made in terms of salaries and structure. So all of that they've been a part of.
Neither Dumas nor Crother could say for sure how the agency would pay back more than $440,000 it owes the state. They're expected to do that over the next 2 months. Both promised state lawmakers they'd give monthly updates on changes at the agency starting in January. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.